You'll find the record in Genesis chapter 24, and I shall read in just a moment verses 14 and 15. We invite you again to take your Bibles and follow very closely in Genesis chapter 24, beginning at verse 15, where we read, "And it came to pass before he had done speaking," that is, Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, "before he had done speaking, that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher up on her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her, and she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. Here comes the bride with a pitcher by her side." This is the first glimpse of the lovely bride Rebekah for Isaac, the son of Abraham. In our previous messages, we saw Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, being sent by the father to a far country to seek out a bride for Isaac. We pointed out the beautiful picture of the Trinity of the Godhead, Abraham representing God the Father, who gave his son Jesus to die, and now sends the Holy Spirit to gather out a bride for the Son. We pointed out that Eliezer is the most perfect type of the Holy Spirit in being sent by the Father in behalf of the Son into a far land to choose the bride from the family designated by the Father himself. Now Eliezer, this servant, had set out with a host of servants and 10 camels, all of them laden down with treasures and gifts and jewelry and precious things from Isaac for his future bride. In our previous message, we left them at the well at eventide. What a marvelous, tender picture of love all this presents to us. Imagine an oriental evening as the sun is setting, the wind has died down, and here at the well are 10 camels quietly resting, kneeling by the well of water, while Eliezer and the servants wait for the bride to come in answer to the servant's prayer. And then she appears, a beautiful, pure young woman by the name of Rebekah. Paying but little attention at all to these strangers resting at the well with the camels, she gracefully trips down the steps to the well, lets down her pitcher, and comes up with it brimful of cool, sparkling, fresh water. We read the record in verse 16 of Genesis 24. "She went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up." And now Eliezer the servant goes into action. He had asked the Lord for a token to guide him on his way. He had requested of the Lord that if the maiden would only let him, a total stranger, drink from her pitcher, and then also offer to give water to his camels, this would be the indication of the Lord that she was the one to be the bride. She must be willing. Now the record is worthy of our attention. In verse 13, that is Genesis 24, Eliezer the servant prays as follows. "Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master." Now there's something here which indeed is amazing. It's astonishing. That is quite an order which Eliezer had requested from the Lord. To expect a young maiden to give drink to a total stranger was one thing, but to have her and expect her to volunteer to draw water for 10 thirsty camels, that was quite another thing. It meant many, many trips to the well with her pitcher. And then remember, too, there were servants with Eliezer, Genesis 24:32. And while they sat by and looked on, Eliezer expected Rebekah to draw water for the camels. I repeat, therefore, that this seemed like an impossible request. Yet, astonishing as it may seem, we read this record as Rebekah came up out of the well. And the servant ran to meet her and said, "Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher." And she said, "Drink, my lord." And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, "I will draw water for thy camels also, until they have done drinking." This, then, is the bride for Isaac. Beautiful picture in type, is it not, of the bride of the Lord Jesus and his body. This is the bride, the church, as God looks upon her, fair, a virgin, unpolluted, unspotted, pure, willing, and ready. There was no mistaking her at all on the part of Eliezer. She was the one, all right. And so, too, there is no question concerning who belonged to the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. God knows who are his. And Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity, a pure, holy bride. Yes, indeed, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Then next, will you notice the work of the Holy Spirit in preparing this bride for the all-important question, on the answer of which would depend her whole future and her whole destiny. After Eliezer was sure that Rebekah was the bride, we read this in verses 22 and 23. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? Will you notice three very prominent things? Earrings were given to her for her ears, bracelets were provided for her arms, and a question for her decision. First, notice that we have earrings. When the Holy Spirit begins his work in calling the sinner into the body of Christ, he always begins by way of the ear. First, we must hear before we can act. And Paul tells us in Romans 10:14, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you see, the first thing is the hearing of faith. It is the entrance of faith into the heart of man. And Paul asked the Galatian Christians whether they had received the Lord Jesus Christ by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith, Galatians 3:5. First of all, then, the bride must hear the message and must hear the word. When a priest was consecrated in Israel, oil and blood were applied first of all to the lobe of the right ear, then to the thumb of the right hand, and then to the big toe of the right foot. That is, first he had to hear and obey with the ear, then serve with a hand, and then walk with the feet. That's God's order in salvation: believing, serving, going. So it was in the case of Rebekah, the bride for Isaac. Eliezer gave her first of all the earrings for her ears, which speaks of faith in believing the word of God. Bracelets for her hands now follow, which speaks of service after we have believed. And then comes the question concerning definite separation, leaving her home and making the long journey to the bridegroom's house. That is the order, let me repeat it: believing, serving, and going. Now notice carefully that after she had received the earrings and heard, and the bracelets to serve, that is, giving the water to all the camels, we read, and the damsel ran. She didn't walk, she ran. She used her feet and told them of her mother's house these things. When we too have heard the invitation, we too must serve, and then must run to tell others of our wonderful, glorious meeting with our blessed Holy Spirit and the Son of God. And when we are willing to do this, then others too will become definitely interested in that same person whom we have learned to love. And it did not take Rebekah long to interest others, for the story continues, listen to this, in verse 29 of Genesis 24. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man, unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and the bracelets upon his sister's hand, and when he had heard the word of Rebekah his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man. And then the whole family became interested too, and they invite this man in and begin preparations for his lavish and expensive entertainment. But Eliezer refused to be entertained until after he had told his mission. And then he rehearses the entire story from the very beginning to the very end. He talks a little about Abraham, and then he begins to talk about Isaac. He extols the son. He presents some of his wealth. He tells of his loveliness and his beauty. Tells them of all his wonderful virtues and characteristics. And all the time he says nothing about himself at all. In this connection, may I urge that you read carefully during your leisure this week the entire 24th chapter of Genesis, and then turn to John 14, and then to John 16, two great Holy Spirit chapters. And you'll be thrilled, I'm sure I was, you'll be thrilled by the striking parallel in these passages. And see how Eliezer, as he seeks the bride, Rebekah, is one of the most wonderful pictures of the work and the ministry of the Holy Spirit of God. Here then we have Eliezer just talking about Isaac, telling about Isaac, opening up bag after bag of precious treasures, which were Isaac's own possession that he'd sent along for the bride, giving presents lavishly from Isaac to the bride and telling her of the wonderful future she is facing with the lover and the bridegroom. We can't fail to see in all this a shadow of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus tells us in John 16 and verse 13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. This then is the ministry of the Holy Spirit in this dispensation in which we live today. He takes the treasures of God's wonderful word, revealing God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the word, and shows them unto us. And then he requests us to believe them and to go with him to meet the bridegroom at the end of the way. My friend, that invitation comes to you today. You too are on a long journey to eternity, and you'll have to face the end of the road one of these days. There is no escaping it, and it may be far sooner than you think. Every time the clock ticks once, one soul goes into eternity. And then, my friend, you're going to need a guide. Yea, you need a guide now, right this moment, a leader, one who can lead you home to the Son and the Father's house, for without him, you must be lost forever. And only as you are willing to say yes to the Spirit of God, just as Rebekah said yes to Eliezer, and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, can you possibly be saved. Why not trust him now? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe what the Holy Spirit has revealed concerning him in this wonderful book, the Bible. Now, we haven't much time anymore in this broadcast. Just one other thought, which I think is so important that we must not miss it by any means. The Holy Spirit himself offers to guide us and to lead us and to provide for our every need and necessity all along the way. All that we have to do is just to follow. He'll make the decision for us. Now remember, first comes the believing, then comes the acting, and then comes the following. That's the full story of salvation. Not only receiving what he has to offer us, that's wonderful, but then out of gratitude, acting and doing something for him and following him in simple trust and faith. And so we find that in this precious narrative, which we will continue in our next message next week, the Lord willing, we have first of all the bride believing what the Holy Spirit, represented by Eliezer, told her concerning the son whom she was to marry, and then comes her decision. Now notice, she must make up her mind whether she, on the bare testimony of this man's word and the treasures which he had revealed to her, is willing to go along with him. No other evidence, just his word and the evidence of those treasures. Now she had never seen Isaac. She had never met Eliezer before. Yet she was willing to take the evidence which she saw in the treasures revealed to her and in the word of his authority to go with him into a country which she had never before seen. That's what God expects of us today. The Holy Spirit also provides every need for every step along our way. The Holy Spirit has come thoroughly prepared, just as Eliezer had come prepared with 10 camels. That's the number of testimony, supplied with treasures and provender and jewels and wealth and riches, everything which was needful, not only for the journey, but to make her happy and satisfied. And all Rebekah had to do was just listen to him, just follow instruction, just stay close beside him and do his bidding and his will. You see, the most carefree life there is really the Christian life. And we are admonished to be careful in nothing, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving make our requests known. After all, I repeat, if you want to live a life of peace and carefree trusting, then trust the Lord Jesus Christ. We can cast all our burdens upon Him. Depend upon the leading of the Holy Spirit to see us through unto the end, for He that hath begun a good work in us will accomplish and perfect it and complete it unto the very end. How I do thank God that He has said, I will instruct thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. God, help us to appreciate more the ministry of the blessed Holy Spirit, of whom we love to sing. Holy Spirit, faithful guide, ever near the Christian side, gently lead us by the hand, pilgrims in this barren land. Weary souls, for'er rejoice when we hear His tender voice, whispering softly, wanderer, come, I will safely guide you home. My friend, do you know what it means to be led by the Spirit of God? Oh, trust Him now. Believe what He has said concerning His Son. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. God help you. Amen.